This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Ed Gamble and Joel Gommett, rocking the shit out of FUBAR every Friday night from 7 to 10.
Welcome to The Rock Show with Joel Gommett and Ed Gamble. Let's kick it right in the dick straight away.
Yes, please, Joel.
Coheed and Cambria.
Ed Gamble and Joel Gommett, they've got massive rock.
Right. I don't. That's a jingle I don't like.
I know.
Ed Gamble and Joel Dummett, they've got massive rock.
I mean,
because
it doesn't even make sense.
Like, if you said they've got massive rocks, that could be like a cock joke.
Yeah.
Like, they've got massive cocks. But, I mean, obviously, neither of us do.
Well, I mean, I've got size 6 feet, Ed. You know that.
You've got a size 6 cock, mate.
Thanks.
You have to wear a little shoe on your...
I think it's incredible. I love having size 6 feet. Because, you know, people, they think it's a bad thing. I think it's amazing. Because I have the choice out of shoes that are half the price. And some of them have lights on, Ed.
Or you can just nick one size 12 from outside a shop and cut it in half. Look, I'm not settled yet because I only arrived 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, late.
I let everyone know what happened. Me, as is my wont, I have a busy schedule, right, where I need to drive to Birmingham. You need to drive to Northampton after this.
We're busy men in very popular places.
So last week, everyone was like, hey, Ed, when do you want to do the rock show next week? And I was like, I want to do it at 10 a.m. And then everyone was like, Ed, that's a little bit of a demand. Maybe we can move to 11 a.m. as a compromise. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But it needs to be bang on 11 a.m. And then today the tube fucked up and I was late.
Yeah.
So I'm the one making all these ridiculous demands. The tube messed up, so I'm angry. I've come in feeling quite punk.
You do. I mean, right now, you've got sort of a tense situation around you.
Right. And it's boiling today. We're pre-recording this. But I think to imagine the situation, do you remember that hot day? That's today.
Right? Yeah.
So I've put on some of my coolest clothes.
Not in
terms of, not in terms of fashion, by all means. But definitely my coolest clothes, right? I look like I'm in the band 28 Days. I don't know if you remember the band 28 Days. Australian sort of summer punk band.
They're in Less Than Jake right now.
I don't have the dreads for Less Than Jake.
That is
and
true.
I do not have the arms for this T-shirt.
I think you do, mate.
No,
don't underplay it.
I mean, I don't. I've got tanned forearms. And then I've got sort of, I'd say my upper arms are sort of just like tubes of white meat.
My arms are very white. And also the problem with my arms is I have very veiny arms.
Well, I've got veiny lower arms. Look at that.
Yeah. This is great radio.
This is awesome radio. It's me and Joel showing off the veins in our arms.
I went into the doctors and I was like, and they love it. They get so excited about
my veins. Because I have to have regular blood tests
Diabetes. How is the diabetes?
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone.
That's something I'll tell you this week.
Great news for everyone.
This week, I'll tell you what happened. I fell over and I was like, I've hurt my knee. But then it turns out the shock of the fall just got rid of it completely. When I was a larger gentleman...
It's kind of like Mel Gibson when he gets rid of being able to hear what women think.
Yeah, exactly. I went for a wee in a fountain and I got rid of all my diabetes. And also, I can hear what women think. But it's always get away from me, you weird sleeveless man. that's part of diabetes, yeah, being able to hear what women think.
That would be amazing. I mean, I would probably take sort of low insulin levels if I could just hear what women think. Imagine if
but
that
you've
was
got
the
insulin,
thing.
You know, that's the point.
Is that what I've got?
Yeah, you've got that.
I don't understand.
We're not going through this again.
I think
mate.
That would actually be brilliant, right? So imagine this, Ed. Imagine this.
But I'm sorry, can I just say, before you say this, right? The notion of that film, what women want,
yeah.
And he can hear what women think,
yeah.
And he uses that to his advantage.
I mean, supposedly.
It's mind rape, is what it is.
Mm.
That's not appropriate. If you could hear what a woman wanted and what she was thinking, that takes, A, all the fun out of life and getting on with other human beings. Also, it's deceptively, it's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, there's other films like
but
that.
But carry on.
Where
carry
they start
on with
the
what
day
you
again.
Were saying there's, about loving it.
Well, I think, right, imagine if you could have really bad stuff happening to you, like a really bad disease,
right?
Not that, you know, I mean, diabetes is pretty bad.
It is, yeah.
But it's
very bad last night.
Really?
Oof. Just a bad night, mate. Carry on.
Okay.
It's not fun.
So, right, you had a bad one, right?
Yeah.
You have a bad disease, but also gives you a cool superpower.
Right, okay.
So, like, it levels it out.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Like, you're like, oh, I've got AIDS, but I can fly. Do you know what I mean? You're like, oh, that's really...
Those are two terrible choices.
Something along those lines.
Don't mean, I've got AIDS, but I can fly. Unfortunately, the AIDS means I don't have the strength to put up with the wind resistance of going above 30 metres. And I might get sucked into a jet engine because I'm only a wisp of a human.
That's bad. Okay, it's a bad example. But also, if there's lesser ones, you know, like
lesser ones, like a cold. You get a cold and you can levitate for 10 minutes.
Exactly. Compromise.
But unfortunately, if you've got a cold and AIDS, that's the end. So that's very early to be starting that sort of conversation. But so, you brought it up.
Welcome to the rock show, Ed.
This is the thank you so much. I genuinely feel like I'm a guest today because I turned up so late. You were here scribbling away in your notebook,
mate. I would say we have started one of our arguably most popular features.
Yeah, I know, it's great, isn't it?
We put out a little thing. Basically, we started it last week. We called out for it last week. Metal Dinner Party. So basically, if you've got any bands, and you can also sort of make it into a pun of a food, then that's brilliant.
Or a drink!
Or a drink!
There's a little, that's just a little reference there to the Peacock and Gamble podcast for...
Massive fan.
Yeah, you don't know what I'm on about, do you, mate?
No.
No, you don't know what a podcast is.
I mean, I listen to you for 3 hours, at least a week, so...
Ray's a funny one, man. I tell you who's really got on board with this metal dinner party thing is Big Papa Bear on Twitter, who has submitted approximately, I'd say, 600 entries. Mm-hmm. So we'll be reading through some of those. I mean, some of them, Big Papa Bear, are fucking awful. I'll just let you know now. You've gone for the splattergun approach.
Yeah.
Or scattergun.
I think splattergun, wasn't that something that was in, Bugsy Malone?
Yeah, you're on for the Malone. Just to let you know, everyone, I sound a bit manic at the moment. It's because I'm late, right? Mm. And my life's in a tip at the moment.
Really?
Yeah, just nearer and nearer to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Right, everything's going out the window apart from getting to previews. Like, if I can make it to a preview and it goes well, then I'm just like, well, that's... fine.
So true.
That's fine. Right, I'm going to go and shit in my own hand and eat it now for sustenance. Like, it's all over the place. A bulb went in my bedroom. My only bulb in my bedroom went maybe 2 weeks ago. Not put it back in, so I just do everything in the dark.
A bulb.
What did you think I said?
I thought you said, like, first of all, I thought you said bomb.
So, yeah, a bomb went off in my bedroom.
I thought, you're very casual about this.
I've got third degree burns everywhere. I've not been to the doctors.
Yeah. Did it burn your sleeves off? Is that why?
Yeah, it burnt my sleeves off, but brought no colour to my upper arms. Utterly bizarre.
So I got distracted about me going to the doctors with my veins.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Carry on.
I went in.
You talked about diabetes.
And it's a noble disease. I went in and I was like, you've got really good veins. Yeah. And I was like, I think I'll make a really good heroin addict. He was like, don't do that.
No sense of humour about that.
No.
It's like, I can't recommend that. You can't talk about that. But I'm the same. What I was saying was, when I was a larger gentleman, it was like I was wearing like a duvet wrapped around each arm. So they were like, we're going to have to get the big needle.
Like those stuntmen who like fight dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could set me on fire as well. And when I went in, I used to have to say, look, you're going to have to dig around in there a bit. And it was always just, they'd have to get the bigger needle.
Wow, really?
They'd have to get the bigger tourniquet because my arms were so big.
That's amazing.
And the nurse would be like, oh, God, right, like, dig like in. They'd have to go in there like
around
two or three times to get find a vein.
There's like people like doing tug of war on the other side
exactly.
of the rope that's on your arm.
Yeah. It's like, can we just stab you in the face and get the blood that way? But since I've lost weight... Mate, my veins are so prominent, they can just... They don't even need a needle anymore. They just sort of blow on them and they just start spraying everywhere.
Ed, would you just mind sitting down when I put something and you just, like, point your finger and it just spurts out of it?
Okay, Ed, could you just think about blood coming out of yourself?
And that's your superpower because you've got diabetes.
That would be a fucking metal superpower, wouldn't it?
That would be incredible.
Just spraying your own blood out of yourself.
Oh, so you've got diabetes. What's your superpower? I could just spray blood whenever I want.
Yeah, but only like 2 pints and then I get really, really woozy. Let's whack a song on, mate.
Indeed. Queens of the Stone Age.
FUBAR. Giving radio the finger.
Queens of the Stone Age. I mean, like, hang on.
Wait, it could have worked. Shut up, that could have worked.
No, because you can't introduce Queens of the Stone Age and then put a sting on. That's not how it works.
You can't. That's what they do on radio.
We're going with... this is another one of my choices. Leg of Lamb, innit?
Yeah.
Or Monsters in the Parasol.
Monsters in the Parasol, mate.
Let's do it.
FUBAR.
The Queens of the Stone Age there on The Rock Show with Ed and Joel.
Well done you.
Thanks, I thought it was really
well
professional.
Well done you, you little tinker.
You know, I messed it up on the way in to the track, so I thought I'd come out of it.